replay.
So much for life.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening again, everybody.
Good evening.
We're coming to you live.
Good evening.
From the LA Talk Radio studios. And also, we've got the wonderful Carmella.
Hello.
Tunzi,
yes.
And she's a hypnotherapist.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, right?
Okay.
Correct.
I'm correct.
Hypnotist. Clinical hypnotist.
And we got some
we have some guests
clients?
Here. Yes, we have
husband them.
And wife, and one of them is a client of mine, was graduated from one of our programs.
Yay!
Hello, everybody.
See, you have a graduate school.
No, almost. I'm working towards that.
Yeah. You got to hook you up with Mike Russ. Mike Russ Schools.
How about MindFlow Hypnosis Schools? Okay?
There you go. Okay. I technically have a hypnosis degree. There was a school out of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. They used to give these seminars on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I have one, but I don't use it.
I know.
You know which one it is? It's some school that were advertising from Hawaii. So you go there and people go, I will hypnotize you. I go, you can't hypnotize. No one did. The thing was a scam.
Right. And I did on the show last time I was here.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Was I pretty good?
I think you were. You said you were.
I liked it. I really liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
Danny, you want to be a contestant tonight?
I can go down to a 7, I'm told. But I'm very open to being hypnotized by Carmella.
There you go.
Danny had some stuff happening.
Yes.
And I told him, I said, have Carmella work on you.
Yes.
And maybe she could get...
Thank you for bringing this to light, Cameron, and I'm
That's
open
right.
to talking about it. No, very
there's
happy
more,
to.
There's more to life to news, weather, and sports. But anyway,
all
right. Anyway, she'll work on you, and then tell us about these lovely people.
Well, I will give the mic over to Stephen, actually, and let him tell the story in any way he would like to.
Okay, Mike. No pressure.
No pressure. But that's what he's here for, just to share and kind of help people figure out, you know, there are different ways of
right.
getting help when you need it.
Well, let's get started. What happened was I was desperate, very, very desperate. I came to the point where I was crying. I had no one to turn to. I knew that I didn't want to turn to medication.
Right.
I knew that I felt powerless.
Right.
I had no hope, and I was searching. I suffered from anxiety, really bad panic attacks. I was to the point where my safety was my home.
Let me ask you about the anxiety, you know, because when people talk about anxiety, what was your problem? Was it?
Yeah, what are the symptoms? What were you feeling?
Tell the audience.
Since you were open.
I felt like I couldn't breathe. I felt like there was pressure on my chest. I felt like I was nervous. I couldn't stop. I couldn't think. I was waking up at like an alarm clock. I would get maybe 2-3 hours sleep, and I would wake up on the dot, and I couldn't go back to sleep. I couldn't even sit down. Sleep apnea,
sounds like.
I couldn't sit down. No, I would say that I was I couldn't sit down. I had to keep moving. The moment I sat down, my mind was just wandering.
Right,
100 miles a minute.
Okay, so how did you meet Carmella?
I'd met her about maybe I've known her for about a good maybe 10-15 years.
Okay, but what led you to go visit her
this time?
Yeah, this time
we have done other work together. In the past, but they knew of my desire to help people, and I'm not going to interject. I mean, it's just because we've known each other for so long, and we go way back to like common family member friends and things like that. So, but we hadn't seen each other for many years, and I might have been sharing a lot on Facebook testimonials of other people, and so back to Stephen.
And like Carmella said, she's helped me out before, and she's helped out my wife before, and in more ways than one. And just a little insight, we weren't able to have children, but Carmella gave us a route to take, and we have two lovely children.
All right, that's Yay. Great.
That's kind great. Of a true story. It's still very impressive to,
that
to
is,
look back.
That is impressive.
Yeah, just all in divine planning. I don't take credit. It just was
divine intervention.
Yes. It was definitely a God thing.
And with God's help, he led us to Carmella. So that definitely did help us out.
What a blessing.
Definitely a blessing.
I've known Carmella for a bit, and every time she comes on and people come on, I see them inspired. In fact, you worked on me last time. I felt good, but tired. But good, but tired.
Relax.
Yeah. That's not me. Because I got to. He knows me. Danny knows me.
You're looking good, Cameron.
I'm okay. You know, dealing with, you know, my mom and everything. I think I'm okay. My mom almost lost her house today. But that's, other than that, that's okay.
See, now everybody needs help.
Yeah, exactly.
We all can need help.
Well, you know what happened today? I get a phone call from the mortgage company, and he goes, "Oh, your mom didn't pay the bills for 2-3 months." I go, "What the hell?" So we had a whole, you know, screaming match, and I said, "What the happened?" So
Mama forgot. She's getting forgetful.
I think she thinks paying is another country or another world. So I said, "Wake up!" You know, I didn't know what she's doing. And today, I found out that her stockbroker, paid the bill. You know, the mortgage, which is very nice to do it,
yeah.
I think. But my mother's in another world going, "I don't know. What am I doing?"
She might need your help, Cameron.
I'm telling you. Anyway, we're gonna have Ken Pfeiffer. Ken, if you're going to call back. We'll talk about the UFO sightings.
Okay.
See, we do a little stuff here.
It's a little bit
UFO
of everything.
We go from UFO to hip.
I gave him a 2-second introduction in the parking lot.
And everything.
Thank you, Ken.
And also, I was going to mention is that we're going to have our trip soon. We're going to Sedona. We're going to have a trip to go to Sedona. And we'll go there, and then we're going to go to Roswell. Jose's former home.
Oh, yeah, Roswell. He told me some stories
What I heard in Sedona is, you know, because I've been there before, but I want to go back because I heard the energy feel is amazing. You've been there, right?
It's on my, believe it or not, no. It's on my bucket
list. So you go. You'll be on your budget. You come with us. We've got a special deal. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go up to a place up in New Mexico.
Dolce?
No. We're going by the Colorado Boulevard border. You know, Dolce. Yeah, Dolce. A lot of weird
Area
things 52. Are going on in Dolce.
Area 52, right?
No. Wannabe Area 52.
Okay.
Now we got Ken Pfeiffer. Then we'll go into your. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the show. It's Ken Pfeiffer.
Hey, Cameron. Hi. How you doing, pal?
Good.
Hey, Ken.
Ken.
I want to say hello to Carmella and Danny Cruz is there too, right?
Danny Cruz.
Help.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's great.
What I was going to say is Ken Pfeiffer is a researcher for MUFON, which I'm a member of.
Yes.
And you soon will be a member of.
Oh, I'm getting
Danny
closer.
Cruz.
Yes.
But anyway, we missed you last week, and we had a full impact show last week. People were asking.
Yeah, I had all kinds of things going on. Every time I get a snowstorm down here in New Jersey, the electricity goes off and on for about the half a day. So we got it all straightened out, so everything's real good right now.
Good. So tell us what's going on in the UFO sightings.
Well, briefly, I wanted to ask Carmella a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Carmella, have you done any hypnotist sessions for people who feel that they've been abducted by aliens?
Not yet.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to ask you that because I know you find they're kind of wishy-washy about it. Some, you know, now they say they want us to, and before they didn't. I've mentioned to... mentioned before that you know, I feel that it may be a bad idea because you know, putting someone through a horrific event that possibly happened, you know, I'd be like opening up Pandora's box, and I'd be afraid to hypnotize anyone that has possibly been abducted because, you know, God forbid they relive this experience and 2 days later they go home and kill themselves.
No, we don't want to hear that news.
Yeah, no, that's the only thing that scares me about
that.
I talk my people. I've had many people approach me about alien abduction, and they feel they've been abducted, and basically I talk them out of it and tell them that it's, you know, unless you have to, it's a different story, but, you know, why open Pandora's box if you don't have to?
Well, no, I'm going to give you my point of view, because I met Catherine Marston at the, you know, at the... Contact in the Desert. And I'll be honest with you, Ken, she's great, nice lady, but I don't want myself published in a book. See, she likes to talk about the client, which is not really anyone's business.
Well, you have to ask permission, you have to, you know, ask for rights, of course. And, like, even when I have guests, I mean, I don't drag anybody, or even my testimonials, it's always in order to help other people.
Right.
But there's got to be some sort of consensus, and if there's a no, there's a no. You always have to ask. But I want to really answer your question a little better than that just nope comment that I said, because I really haven't. But... And my opinion, because we do some form of regression work, and sometimes there is trauma. Many times there's trauma involved when we're going into the past. But when we have the person disassociate, and I don't know if you've heard that term before, but you actually have to have them looking at the event from a disassociated distance. And I've actually tested this on myself when I've gone through some extreme, like, painful situations, to actually remove yourself, like, physically look at yourself from a distance. And what happens is the trauma is not it's not rekindled that way, but you have to do it under extreme supervision and extreme guidance. And it's not recommended if there is some sort of extreme blockage to just force that on someone. It's a very sensitive situation, so I absolutely agree that you have to be cautious. And you know, if this is a, you know, it could be a real abduction or it could be a delusional situation, you know, like, you just don't know sometimes what their reality is and where it's coming from. So you have to really, really be careful with what you're dealing with, and do it with great respect for the mind, because the mind's there to protect you. When they forget, even in
so basically they would be reliving this event from as of, like, a third person,
yes, like,
you know, looking
movie.
In at it and not actually being them, I guess?
Exactly. It's like watching a movie. It's like literally watching a movie. The exact example would be if you're in a movie theater at the place where you actually have the projection room, and you could see down at the person looking up at themselves. So it's like a third-party disassociation kind of thing.
Okay, well, I just wanted to run that by you, because that hypnosis really interests me, and I've been someone tried to hypnotize me years ago. I was getting a little anxious. I was starting to get a little claustrophobic for some reason, and I guess that's got to do with nerves and things. But I went to a hypnotist, and they, I tell you, it was the most relaxed I've ever been in my entire life. But I don't think I actually went under. But it was a pretty neat experience.
Are you still claustrophobic?
No,
okay,
no.
Then
I
it
just
worked.
Think, I just think it had to do with my state of mind. You know, for whatever reason, I think if a person gets nervous, then all these other things kind of pile on.
Absolutely, but
I think that was one of them.
There's a lot of information.
I'm usually a happy, easygoing guy, so you know, no, I haven't had any claustrophobic scares in quite a long time.
It probably worked.
Yeah, there you go. But Ken, you know,
I was going to say that, but
Ken, at the MUFON symposium, which I'm going to Philadelphia, and I get to meet him finally, is they're going to have Catherine Marston, and they're going to have some other people that are famous for, you know, talking to people about their experiences. But what I found with my experience, because, you know, I tell everyone my experiences, till you see those little guys from UFO, so you imagine, and they're real. It's tough for people to buy it at first. You go, what are you talking about? But it's so true when it happens. And you feel the synergy, the energy. Okay, she's calling. But anyway, Ken, what I wanted to share, and tell her to call me back in about 10 minutes. All right, we're a busy show tonight.
Busy. Collins.
Anyway, Ken,
it's fun.
Ken, I was going to tell you about a UFO that was a sighting, and then we're going to get to Canada. We got a call from Canada, but I wanted to let
you
know.
Yeah, I got for you. Briefly, it's Fort Bragg, California. I guess that's how far is that from you?
That's about 5 hours away, 6 hours away.
Apparently, they've been having a lot of things going on out that way. This was February 10th of this year.
Okay.
Last month, a person said that from the west at about 7 p.m., they saw a large orb, yellowish color, no blinking, came straight towards me to the southeast, flew right over my head, and that's why I decided to report it. It didn't look very high above me, definitely lower than an airplane. I got lots of photos, which they did. They sent some really pretty good photos of an orb-looking craft, I guess.
Okay.
And she says here, I was leaning backwards trying to get pictures because it was straight overhead. Had a strange feeling it could see me or sense me. Odd. It went behind the large trees on the east side of the yard and disappeared. Or just...
Yeah.
I couldn't see it. Not fell short. It's just for me. Like fireballs. How come no one in the highway saw them? There's been so many lately, she says here. I see one every night. I've seen one for every night for about 6 days straight. And the weird thing is, I should mention, 2 hours before these sightings, two Black Hawk helicopters flew north to south down the coast. My husband says that there are two. It means someone important is in one of them. When training, they only send one. We are several hundred miles from the nearest Air Force base and have heard lots of strange jets are flying around lately. The photo I got of the large orb are tic-tac shaped, just like the one in the disclosure video the Air Force got. They call it the tic-tac and said they had been tracking them for 2 weeks before finally getting footage and visual sightings. Perhaps these helicopters were tracking them since the sighting. Since the sighting, I've continued to see them every clear night.
Okay.
I will post new sightings and photos and videos. So they've been seeing some strange stuff down there in the Fort Bragg area of California. So yeah, I just wondered, that was a pretty cool one from February 10th, so I wanted to run that by.
What happened near you in East Lake George, New York, was the same thing. It was an orb. And I got it through, actually it was a MUFON find. You know about this one? About East Lake George, New York? You know about that one?
Yeah, there's been a few. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, that one was in UFO sightings, and they said it was March the 7th, that, you know, today they published it, but it was a UFO orb found on Google Earth today.
So, oh, I saw that.
Isn't that interesting?
That was a pretty cool photo. I think I'm going to take that photo and put it in my strange gallery on my website, worldufophotos.org. I got a couple thousand strange, really unexplainable things on a gallery there. worldufophotos.org. So if you get a chance, check them out.
What I was going to say is that we're getting a lot of stuff that's going on in Europe. Portugal just had one, the country that you're ahead of now. You know about the one in Portugal?
I've gotten a couple lately, but the only problem is they were only pretty good photos of UFOs, but the people did not see them.
Okay.
Actually see them. They saw them in the photos that they reviewed later on, a couple of days later. So I don't have any really big outstanding right now in Portugal. I'm pretty well caught up right now. I'm still investigating a few more, but nothing that big stands out that I want to report to you over the radio here. But if any big ones come up, in Israel, I'm looking at Israel for you.
He's looking for Israel for me. I'm telling you, okay. Probably see a bagel from the sky. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Probably see something.
Yeah, no, I'm still working on a few from Israel, and the ones from Iraq that I'm working on is basically they're tremendous. I posted a couple to my World UFO Photos and News.org website, and there's a couple there, sightings that our soldiers had while in Iraq, so they're pretty good.
Well, anyway, Ken, by the way, give out your websites to folks out here and on the Sports and Life show. Give how people can see your website and the different ways we can see the photos.
My photo website is worldufophotos.org, and my news website is worldufophotosandnews.org. I got like 2,200 case files on there, and I've been finding a lot of strange things on Mars. I just recently found some. It looked like a creature skeleton. I mean, it's almost as clear as day on the surface of Mars. And I will be posting that soon, but that's on my Facebook. My website is KenPiperDiscoveries.com. So if you get a chance, check that out, too.
Now, the one in Portugal happened actually a week ago, and they had it was seen as a sphere. in the sky, and that one was recently. In fact, I called my buddy in Spain, and they seen it in Spain. So it's very interesting. I'll send you it when I get an opportunity.
Yeah, I got a funny feeling they didn't report it to MUFON. They probably reported it to one of my mother UFO sites.
I don't know. It was reported, I know, in England.
Yeah.
And they had it on the Weekly Mail. Anyway,
Ken,
thank you so much.
Can I get one shout to Ken?
Yeah, well, we got to get this call in.
Ken, just check your email. I sent you something.
Okay. All right. That was
Danny. Yes, hey, say hello to Danny for me and Carmella. And you guys had a good time tonight. I appreciate being
thank
on your
you.
Show. It's a real treat for me.
We're doing really
thank
well.
You.
We want to thank, because of Ken Pfeiffer, we've had a lot of people from back east.
Okay, Tony.
Tune in. So we're going to get, now we're going to move on from Ken Pfeiffer. Let me go get my little, thank you, Ken, for coming on.
Thank you. I'll see you.
Have
sure.
a good night.
Let's get this lady to call in. Say, call in. We're going to have a fitness lady. You remember Tracy?
Yes.
My friend Tracy. Tracy's going to compete for Miss Fitness America.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And this one, this lady's going to compete for Miss Fitness America. You want me to call it?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Here's my script. We'll call her up. I'm telling you, we are the show of shows. We get to call people.
And
it's
we have
fun.
Amazing people all the time.
Yay!
Yeah.
For the regulars.
You know what's interesting? I was in Chinatown because I got to visit you at a certain place. She's going to work on you. And I was in Chinatown and I met someone who was an engineer at Caltech.
Nice.
And the guy's talking to me. He comes to the. Very important because he's seen a lot of stuff on Venus. So he's doing a thing on Venus. We're going to have him here. Oh. He talks about Venus and exploration. And they're sending
Venus is the love planet.
I know, but they have a lot of satellites.
Mars explosive.
Yeah.
I'm looking for love. You guys are explosive.
Love
it. Stop Maxwell.
I don't know if that mixes together.
There you go. Passion.
Passion and satellite dish.
There you go.
Anyway, our lady from Canada, try to get her for me. Tell her to call right in.
It's locked.
She's from Canada. She's going to call and talk about her fitness. See, we break up the show. We have different, right?
That's right.
Different.
It's not boring.
It's not boring, that's for sure. So call, just leave a remote, call right in. So we'll put it right on
the
air. Yeah, I have so many messages. That's a problem.
Right at the top. There we go.
While Danny's going to look up the message,
this one.
Carmel's going to work with Danny today.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Good.
Sure.
We'll have Danny.
Throw me in there.
It'll be good for you. She'll work on you.
Okay.
And we'll do that.
Thank you. I can't find your message. I just emailed
here,
you.
I have it. I'll show you. Anyway, getting back to what's out there, what do you think about Trump this week? That girl's going to get him for everything. I told someone, we're going to have her on, by the way. We're going to get her to try to come in studio. She lives two blocks from here.
I honestly don't even know what you're talking about. Okay. I don't watch the news.
Well, you're smart.
I almost don't want to know.
Yeah, what we're going to say is Trump had an affair with this woman, and this
Stormy,
woman
right?
was paid up.
Was it Stormy?
Tiffany Storm.
Yeah.
The storm was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, what happened was they signed a payoff agreement, which is illegal, because you have to have Trump sign off on it.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump goes by a different name. His name is Danny Darling.
Oh, because he's a
he's that ultimate name for president. Oy vey. So anyway, what happened is she caught
everybody
him.
Everybody checked the tweet.
Yeah, he got the tweet.
Right, we missed
it was really a tweet. So anyway, what happened was he didn't sign it. It became a big, big story because, first of all, it's not legal. The attorney signed it. Attorney could lose his bar license because
dear.
You cannot pay someone that you have no relationship with. You know, in that angle. So he's going to get fined. It's going to be an interesting thing what happens. But anyway, to make a long story short, we're going to have her in studio.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Wow.
So it'll be fun.
Finally,
you know?
Out of
the
all
truth
that.
Will be revealed.
Her attorney and me have been talking, and I want to get her in studio because she lives not far away. She's out here in L.A. So we'll know more. We'll know if he has sex toys.
Oh, sex toys.
Sex toys for Trump. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, what we'll do, in the meanwhile, we're waiting for our call from Canada. Let me try to get her real quick, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay.
Is this her?
Yes,
say,
is. Now.
Say, call in right now. We're on the air. All right. The secret of real radio. So now you went to Carmella. Give us your name, your first name.
My name is Roxanne.
Hi. Roxanne. See, that's sung by the Police.
There keep on go. The red light.
That's it. That's it. So anyway, what was your problem? What was your problem, girl?
Well, I actually am here to support my husband because he went to see Carmella, and it was amazing to see the transformation. So
what do you mean by the transformation?
His anxiety. His anxiety level was at a 10.
Okay.
And we have two. We have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Okay.
And, you know, you need
to... You want to slip their names in? Say hello?
Hi, Jax. Hi, Hudson.
There you go. She got 15 minutes of fame. Yay. Right there on radio. Hey. Okay, go ahead. All right.
So, you know, you have to be very active with the boys and do things. And he was very active with them. And then all of a sudden we just saw him just kind of start to disappear.
Uh-huh.
What I mean by disappearing is just kind of being isolating himself.
Hold on to that thought 1 second. Okay. We're going to get our, and then we'll get you back.
Hello,
you're on Cameron Sports and Live. Welcome from Canada.
Hello, Canada.
Thank you.
Canada.
Now, this lady, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, everything good. We had a surprise guest to come and call in. So we are number one
fantastic.
Rated show, man. We have all these guests. Anyway, tell us about, give people a little bit about your name and about the weight. You know, she's a trainer. She's going to be Miss Fitness. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. I do a lot of fitness. I've done it for 30 years now. I do personal training and lifestyle coaching. I also teach groups and do group challenges.
Wow.
My name is Christine Horton.
Christine Horton.
Yay. I know a very famous
and I'm feeling honored, Cameron. Thank you so much, you guys, for having me on the show. I'm really honored to be a part of it.
Lynn Cowan, who we had on the show, she's a fitness guru. I call her a guru. You're a guru, too. Fitness guru.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's what they call us.
That's a good name.
All right. So tell us, on your quest to be Miss Fitness, what does it take to get into bodybuilding?
To get into bodybuilding? Well, basically, you become a fitness fanatic is when your whole life involves fitness at some point during the day. So, you know, working out, and you can't just do cardio. There's a huge difference between cardio and weight training, because the only way you can develop the muscle is by overloading it, which means you have to get into the gym and overload it with the weights. So, yes, you do need cardio, but we focus more on fat-burning cardio, which is working at 60% of your max heart rate. So, basically, you get on a treadmill and you walk on the highest incline, or you go walking up hills, and that's what's considered fat-burning.
Interesting.
So
you say
there's many ways that you can do it, though. Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because I've been on a program, I need to lose weight, but I've been doing 3.5 miles.
Good.
Each time. But I thought the machine will take me to Hawaii, but it hasn't done that yet. I'm hoping. That's what I do. That's what I do every time
day.
I work
out. It'll get there. Now,
Tracy is very positive. She's been through a lot of stuff. We've had her on her show, talked about, you know, different things that she's gone through. Now, when we think of a woman bodybuilder, I remember one many years ago, 40 years ago, that was competing. Mm-hmm. But in those days, it wasn't like it is now, correct? It was a different world 40 years ago. Because, you know, I was at Venice Beach with Arnold, Frank Palumbo.
Nice.
You know, it was a different time.
Different times,
because they went to Venice, and Arnold was doing Hercules that time with that accent. I'm Hercules.
Yeah.
People go, okay, whatever you want. Whatever you know. But tell us about, was there anybody out there? Or did you have... You know, like you have an idol or someone in the fitness biz that you
your inspiration. Who's your muse?
Well, My inspiration. Well, Arnold is actually my inspiration.
I gotta tell him.
Yes, one day I'm gonna look to meet him, and I keep telling him that. I see them on, you know, Facebook posts and and on my Instagram, and I'm always telling them, one day I'm gonna meet you.
Just hang out at Venice Beach.
Stalking him. I'm sure it scares him. What's that?
Well, he likes to hang out. He has a restaurant in Venice Beach. And it's very interesting.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so there.
You got to go to that restaurant, man. If you don't go, I'll take you there. I've been there. Have you ever been there?
No, not
uh-huh.
The best thing is the seafood. Seafood's the best. When you
What's
go
the name of the restaurant?
He had a place called, he had three actually at one time.
Yeah.
He has a place called like a German Hofbräu. Because he's from Germany, nice. Austria. But he got into this thing where they make vegetarian food.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
It was called Tatish on the Grill or something in Venice. But what has happened is Arnold sold it, I heard, recently. He sold the restaurant. So anyway, beautiful Canada. We wish we were there. How's the weather?
Yeah. Well, right now we're coming into our rainy season. We had a little bit of cold. In Vancouver, we're actually really blessed because we have palm trees on the beach downtown. And, you know, it usually runs around 10, which is about, in your 39, 40.
Oh, okay.
For you guys
warm
down there.
Yeah.
So it's not terribly cold, you know. But this winter we had a little bit of cold snap, January, February, last month, and a little bit of snow as well, which doesn't normally stay. So
I love
that,
your accent.
All your snow is up in the mountains mostly.
Well, you know, it's
most
funny,
of the time.
When I came from Canada, they have that cute accent.
Yeah.
Out and about. Right? Right?
Out
and about.
And my A comes
A,
out.
A, yeah. Anyway, so tell us that you're gonna go for Miss Fitness. And I know that's a lot of work. Are you ready?
I've been competing for about 10 years. Prior to that I did a lot of aerobic cardio type stuff, mm-hmm. and it was more, you know, run for heart, dance for heart, you know, fitness outdoors and things like that. But I've always done bodybuilding, and so there's a bodybuilder in every one of us, you know. Just because you're not a bodybuilder
like
on stage, it doesn't mean you're not a bodybuilder.
And John Michael.
Yeah.
And John Michael. There was a guy here. Now tell us, are you going to be in Los Angeles? We want to cover... you doing this competition. I think that would be fun.
Yeah,
find out what's going on with her.
I'm looking at doing the WBFF Miami in June.
Okay.
And then in August is my exciting one. It's WBFF. It's the Worlds in Vegas.
Nice. Oh, Vegas.
In
nice.
August.
I've been there.
And that is my ultimate favorite. I love going there, and I love being part of it. We have a lot of fun backstage. There's camaraderie between all of us. We all encourage each other, and, you know, we're all into fitness and health. And and it's really pulled me over the years. It's pulled me through a lot of things. You know, I'm going through my second divorce. I've had things as I grew up that were challenges in my life, you know, like everybody else. And it's
good
always been there for me.
Keep
it's always
talking.
Helped me.
Yeah.
So I've always followed it and done it.
Well, we're going to root for
but
you.
But I'm super excited.
We're excited for you because after covering Venice Beach, I know how hard it is. And I'd like to maybe when I go to Vegas, we'll get to see you in Vegas. Because I would love to see the
absolutely.
And we got
we got
from Danny Cruz a question.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi, Carol, right? Carol?
Christine.
I wanted to
beat him over the head.
Hi.
Have you look at Wynn's Fitness Medicine International. Dr. Wynn Paris was the owner and licensor of Jacqueline Health Spas at the time when I worked with him for 3 years. And his fitness medicine is equal to fitness plus wise living plus nutrition. And just check it out on YouTube, Wynn's Fitness Medicine International. And you really make me think a lot of him, your positive attitude and your positive thinking. So congratulations, and we'd like to cheer you on. And I'd love to go see you just because I know
you're
going
to come to L.A. You come to L.A., right, soon?
Father of Fitness Medicine.
Yes, yes. There's a competition in LA. I believe it's in November. So okay. Depending on how I do in Vegas, then I can do the one in November in LA.
Oh, all good. Right. We'll have you in studio then. We'll bring back my buddy, Tracy Lynn. Tracy Lynn, if you're out there, come on. We love Tracy Lynn.
Yes. Hey, shout out to Tracy. She's my BFF. We talk almost daily.
Yeah.
We've got a product coming out soon. It's a slimming product and contouring gel that we're bringing out.
Contouring.
I've been working on it for 6 years, and 4 years ago she said, I want to do it too. So we're on it. We should be launching it very soon here in the summer.
Congratulations.
Yeah, please let me know. We'll put you on the air, and you can talk about the challenge. You know, Tracy Lynn, God, we have a history. But she's been on my show, and I did a show with her. I, you know, co-host, and it was fun. Because certain people you have a synergy with when you co-host, you know. Certain people you don't.
Yeah. We don't. I've seen it happen here.
Oh, yeah. It happened here at LA Talk Radio. Anyway, we wish you the best. I appreciate you coming on, and we were going to root for
Christine.
Go, Christine, go. The lady. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to meeting all of you in person and having you at my show.
Oh, I'd love to come. Is Tracy Lynn going to be at your show in Vegas?
Absolutely. Yeah. And this time, she's not going to elope on me. Last time she came to Vegas with me, she went and eloped while I was on stage.
Wow, you brought her good luck. You brought her good luck. Is she still married?
Oh, my God. I said, what were you doing?
Is she still married?
So she's not going to do that.
No, she's not married. No.
Oh.
That's if Tracy Lynn. No, Tracy Lynn, single.
Okay.
And she calls it single.
No. Single. Yeah.
Anyway, we appreciate you coming on.
Both of us are single, so we get into trouble when we get
all right
together.
I get in trouble at UFO show.
All kinds of fitness fun.
Anyway, thank you very much. You're the best, and we'll
thank
have you.
You.
We're going to follow you in Miami. You'll call us and tell us how you're doing. Okay?
Yeah.
You got a new fan club.
You guys can find me as well on Facebook. I'm under Your Body Tech, spelled U-R, and then B-O-D-Y-T-E-C-H. So yourbodytech.com. And check it out. And then you can follow me on there as well. And I'll keep on following you guys. Thanks so much.
Follow us. We're you know, like you say, Friday nights, you come to Cameron Sports and Live. You don't go anywhere else. And that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
And we'd love to have you on. And thank you so much for coming on. And I say, oh, Canada. I did pretty good. Yeah,
thank you.
Anyway, thank you so much.
I'm hoping to be in L.A. in May. So
okay, come May.
I will keep you posted.
Come in studio
yes,
and
I will
get
keep you posted for sure.
All right. Thanks so much.
Pardon?
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks
take
for coming
care.
On.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. You people have been waiting.
She's very
for this.
Cute. Very cute.
Now, she's going to work with Dan. We're going to have Carmella Tunze.
Oh, okay.
She's going to work on Danny.
Before we do that, did you want to finish a story yes. over here?
Yeah, because of time.
No,
I want to get.
Okay, so really quick. So he went from being distant and just isolating himself to, I think it was in December. After working with Carmella.
How many years? Was this 20 years ago?
No, this is now.
This
now.
Is recent.
This is recent.
Recent.
Yeah, this is recent.
I want to say maybe September.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So, or August.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I was in Vegas that time. No, I'm just kidding.
He's all bringing back
doing my show. No, I'm always in Vegas. Anyway, go ahead.
So, yeah. So, from September to December, I saw the shift, and he came back. And
our first visit, my first visit with Carmella was a game changer, and I noticed that there was a difference in me from the very beginning. So
she does really good work.
Oh yeah, she does.
You know what? She worked on me, and I felt good.
Carmella,
even though I was a little tired. I was like, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just want to say I'm a true Carmella believer.
She's a believer in Carmella. Well, see Jesus.
The proof is in the fact that he was able to function normally and be a dad and show up to work and be happy when he was there and give him some tools that he can go back to. And God forbid something else happens, he can call me back up
and
use the tools.
And if I can interrupt real quick, I didn't want to go to work. I was finding every excuse in the book not to go to work. I was finding excuses not to even go see Carmella. That's
so
how bad it was.
Well, you know,
my
help.
Carmella's my help, and I couldn't even go to her.
Mine plays tricks. It's true.
Oh, it does. And so
it
we untrick it and play another.
You know.
and remind the mind what to do instead of what it learned not to do. So anyway, that
you'll work with me one day. But you got to take insurance. I have insurance.
I don't take insurance.
See? There you go. Anyway, she's working with Danny Cruz right now. We'll get a little brief session. So go ahead. Danny Cruz, go ahead.
All right. Well, I need to talk to Danny. Maybe Danny can talk on the mic.
Okay.
So that we can actually
talk
do this
talk on
together.
The mic.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So basically this is... you know, kind of like we're being thrown into this situation, so I have no idea what I'm going to say to him at this point. And maybe he needs to get into a position where he's more comfortable.
Okay. Maybe
is it okay for us to listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
We're live on the radio, so.
Danny, I can give you my chair. Go ahead.
That's very nice. You can sit over here. All right. What we're doing right now, play by play, we're going to have Carmella. Give some suggestion words for
Okay, Carmel, I'm open to receiving anything, and I'm open to our guest here and our time here together. Thank
okay,
you.
Cool. So what's coming to me first is I want you to actually look up into the sky, into the corner of the room, and pick up corner, any corner. Actually, look straight ahead. Look straight ahead up here. And as you're looking straight ahead, I want you to use your peripherals and keep looking straight ahead, but kind of bring your eyes to noticing the peripheral and corners of the room. And as you do that, just take a deep breath now and letting it out at your will slowly. And keep doing that. Take another deep breath in. And imagine the next time that you breathe in and exhale that you see any kind of tension that you might be carrying in your body just kind of float out of your body as though exiting from a gray cloud. That's right. Now lower your gaze slowly. And in a moment, I'd like you to close your eyes. That's right. And gently roll your eyeballs upward. And as you're closing your eyes, soon your eyes will become heavier and locked closed. Soon, the harder you tug at your eyelids, the heavier they'll feel. Begin now to notice, as you're listening still carefully to my voice, your mind might wander. And actually, as I'm making these suggestions, as a side note, Danny, keep breathing. Anybody listening, please don't be driving.
Don't drive. Don't drive. Don't drive.
Do not be driving. Pull over now. We're serious about this. And you can still listen. And as you begin noticing that you can sit back into the chair a little bit more or pull the chair closer to you, you can relax a little bit more. That's right. Now, as you begin noticing that soon your eyelids will begin to feel heavier and lock closed. Soon your eyebrows will easily move up and down. And as you begin to notice this, you'll notice that your eyelids will flicker and now they'll become more calm and relaxed. Notice that your eyebrows easily move up and down now, and yet your eyelids feel locked shut. Noticing the sensation now soon, your jawline will relax a little bit deeper. As you begin to notice this, the stress begins to melt out of your neck and shoulders. Noticing this, soon your arms will become limp and loose, more limp and loose, like a rag doll. Taking another deep breath in, letting the air go all the way into your belly now. And exhale any kind of tension that you might have and letting it out slowly now. Getting into a situation where your arms and legs now begin to feel more relaxed. Your legs feel more connected to the chair. And as you feel the legs more connected to your chair, you're feeling more grounded now, all the way down to the balls of your feet. Imagine this warm liquid relaxation now from your head all the way to the top of your head, all the way down, melting down your forehead, melting down your jaw. Your face begins to feel more relaxed, your jawline even more relaxed. As you relax more, your mouth might begin to fill with saliva. Go ahead and swallow as you need to. Go ahead and swallow as you need to. That's right. Relaxing even deeper. It's a normal sensation. As you relax deeper, your mouth begins to fill with saliva. Go ahead and relax even more. Relaxing deeper now. As you begin to relax deeper, your head might begin to feel like it's becoming heavier. It is harder to keep your head up. Soon your head will begin to bow down a little bit more. Noticing this, your head becomes even heavier, that's right. Relaxing even deeper. Soon you will hear a snap of my fingers and your eyes will pop open. And you'll close your eyes again. That's right. And as you begin to relax even deeper, you're becoming more comfortable in the chair. You're feeling a little bit safer now. Your breath is actually slowing down, becoming more even and more peaceful. That's right. Just letting go, relaxing even deeper now. Relaxing even deeper. That's right. And as you become more relaxed in this wonderful place, I want you to begin to notice any areas in your mind or your body that are beginning to feel like they need to be released. Imagine now that you can actually see those areas in your body and thank those areas now for letting you know that they need a little bit of help. And give yourself permission just to release those tense areas, whether it be lingering thoughts or any kind of tensions in the body. Just imagine just letting them go, kind of like pushing them out of your body, and see them floating away like up into a cloud, drifting away further and further, maybe away from this building, away from the city, out of the state, out of the country. Blow them out, all the way out into the universe. Just see those lingering thoughts just float away. And fill those old thought areas or old tension areas with new positive thoughts. Repeat in your mind after me. I feel healthy.
I feel healthy.
I feel good.
I feel good.
I feel good.
I feel valuable.
I feel valuable.
I am strong.
I am strong.
I am worthy.
I am worthy.
I am a good person.
I am a good person.
I love myself.
I love myself.
Each and every time I repeat these suggestions in my mind, I will feel more and more confident.
Each and every time I repeat these suggestions in my mind, I will feel more confident.
And I'm easily able to go there when I need to.
And I'm easily able to go there when I need to.
That's right. And keeping those suggestions with you, when we bring you back fully conscious into the room, you will see yourself feeling lighter and more energetic. You will be able to see yourself feeling more confident and feel more confident just with those few minutes of getting this deeper state of relaxation. And each and every time you practice this kind of hypnosis or meditation of self-hypnosis, you will become that person that you so are speaking of. And you, through practice and repetition, by only focusing on your outcome and what you need, will easily be able to repeat this. And you are easily able to relax even deeper. So in a moment, I will slowly bring you back into the room, counting from 1 to 5. And at 5, you will come back into the room and feel wide awake and refreshed, easily remembering the state that you're feeling now and carrying it out for the rest of the day and the evening. So 1, now hearing the sound of my voice moving more rapidly. 2, feeling the chair beneath you. 3, now moving your fingers and your body a little bit more. That's right, coming back into the room, wanting to come back into the room, feeling good, feeling your face, coming back into the room, and now eyes open, wide awake, and refreshed.
I do feel wide awake.
And he is.
By the way, people, that was a live.
Take me away.
That's our second live hypnosis.
How many fingers do I have?
4.
Cool.
Yes.
Danny, how do you feel?
I feel very much as Carmela all the way through, which was a deep breathing exercise, belly gut breathing people. Bring it all the way down to that nice hot feeling of something covering my face. And yes, the saliva is forming in my mouth. I'm glad.
Your eyes were stuck shut too, right? Remember
they
that?
They were heavy. Like, yeah. They were. I was breathing into that and remembering
all
that.
How do you feel now?
I feel, like you said, a wide and awake. I do. I feel like the energy that was negative, whether or not people feel free to share their negative energy about it. But I did get it to the corner of the room, like you said. It just was the first place I went. Out of the city, out of the state, out of the country, and it was like give me 10 more seconds to push it to the universe, and then the thoughts of you just were just like filling in my mind in that spot. I felt the spot, and I felt like every word you said was like the energy I was pushing in there with the words. And I think the hot imagery really helped me, my face relax.
Cool. Well, we have it all on Facebook Live, so.
Oh. They're right, you're on live. Anyway, we have a few seconds. I want to thank everyone. Thank you, Carmel.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carmel.
And by the way, Carmel, how can people reach you?
MindflowHypnosis.com.
Do you have a phone number? 323-258-6516.
MindflowHypnosis.
And you have their story on there, right?
Stephen has a testimonial, yes. He has a video testimonial on there.
Good. So you can read more.
Thank you.
Daddy, you should write one for her.
I will. Anyway. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. As they say in radio,
I will. I'd be happy
come
to.
To an end. But we want to thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
And we want to thank Kristen, the bodybuilder from Canada.
Woo-hoo.
We want to thank Kent Pfeiffer.
Thank you, Kent.
Our UFO researcher from MUFON. Anyway,
yay.
Everyone have a wonderful week. We'll be back next
week. Thank you.
And we're going to talk about relationships. Our friend Gabrielle will be on.
Cool.
You know,
Di Gabriela.
She'll be on. Anyway, we want to thank everyone. Have a very nice weekend. And good night from Los Angeles.
Thank you, Cameron. Thank you.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.